Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5.
Mm-hmm.
It is a radio station.
That it is.
It is.
And also the internet.
And the internet. Yes, I actually did what we promised last week.
Hooray.
And I uploaded last week's episode.
Hooray.
Before the end of the month.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
You should be proud of me for doing what
wow.
I should be doing already.
Wow.
Wow.
Good job.
Thank you. So, we did get Spyro.
Yeah.
We've been playing lots of Spyro.
I beat one of them.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you 100% it yet?
My game is glitched out, so I cannot access a part of a level. So I don't know. I you know what? Maybe in a patch that'll fix that. I might send an email. I don't really care, but it does bum me out because I'm two trophies away from getting all of them.
Oh.
And I could easily get them, but I'm pretty sure the levels are not working. But otherwise, yes.
So your thoughts so far is, aside from that?
Well, it's Spyro, and I like Spyro.
Excellent.
Like, yeah, it was just it's very much the same Spyro. It's just made a little, they've definitely made things easier, which is nice for me because there's certain mechanics and certain things in specifically Ripto's Rage that made me really mad. But they've sort of leveled them out. And with the fact that the game mechanics, like they've, obviously it's a totally different system they've used. Like it's Unreal versus whatever they use for PlayStation. So there is a lot more, I don't know, fluidity to your motions, just like your hitboxes and stuff. Like it just all works out better.
And me having not the same nostalgia glasses that you may have on Spyro, I'm immensely enjoying it. I think this is the platformer I've always wanted to have on my PlayStation and have not found yet.
But it was there.
But on my PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay.
Specifically,
you need to be, I was like,
I'm sorry.
Spyro was like, it was there. I'm confused.
What do you mean there's been four?
Yeah.
No, this is the platformer on the PlayStation 4 that I always wanted to be playing. I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm frustrated by the flying levels, but... flying levels. But no,
It's literally because you've never played a Spyro game before, because... The first flying levels are like their old hat now. That's sort of why I've left the first Spyro. I started with Year of the Dragon. Now I'm doing Ripto's Rage, and then I'll do the first one, just because I know it the best, and it'll be easy.
Well, it's just that it's also flying levels, and every game that attempts flying levels is not always.
I think these are pretty good.
Yeah,
Spyro art, like, hey man, just because you're not good at it doesn't mean the game's bad.
Well, it's just like swimming levels. You can't always get a...
Here's the thing. Spyro swimming is also pretty good. Like, you just...
I'm only on the first game
yeah.
right now, and there is no swimming, and I was immensely disappointed right off the hop because I tried going in water, and immediately I ended Spyro.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, I'm immensely enjoying... It is worth what we paid for it.
Yeah, it's quite a good remaster. It's, yeah, other than the glitches that leave me unable to 100% that game, which I could easily do.
It's
fine. Even though, like, I did the hard things, too. Like, it's not even a hard thing I have to do. Every night I go back to that one level hoping it will be fixed. Every night I return.
I'm going to go back and start Spyro when we get home just for one specific thing, and that's because, you know, those treasure boxes that you have to spit fire on and they spin?
Mm-hmm.
I want to spit fire on that and ride it, because apparently you can ride that thing.
Mm.
Like a carousel, a very miniature carousel.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you meant you could ride it up, and I'm like, that would change things. No, that makes sense.
No, I just want to see it cute.
Sure. Like, I think a really neat thing about this is that they have kept in a lot that was in the original Spyro.
Yeah.
Like, even as in insofar as like the character animations, like Spyro was pretty good in general with stuff like your enemies doing stuff outside of trying to attack you or being ready to attack you. Like there's little gnorks running around like trying to capture chickens, which is funny. Like chickens that you use for health. We know this. And then there's like, it's cool that they've kept this in. Obviously, it's just shine the heck up.
It's idle animations at their best.
Yeah, well, it's just, I feel it shines now because you can sort of be like, oh, I can actually see it. Or it's not just a kind of blob in the distance.
They're actually wearing hats and not terrible mullets, is what you mentioned.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I always thought it was hair. There's so much in this game. I'm like, I always thought blank was blank. It's fine. Like, I'm going to assume everybody had their sort of own reimagination or, you know, like, it's just funny looking at things now. I'm like, oh, they made it into that, or that's what that was. Because a lot of the, they were like weird blob that were kind of scary, somewhat, you know?
And now they're kind of creatures.
Yeah,
they are creatures.
No, they're creatures. I can tell what they are. I can tell that they have shields and stuff. Rather than just, like, silver shirts or something, which, like, you know, some of it doesn't, in old Spyro, like, once again, limitation, still looked good, but it wasn't, like, definitive. I knew that silver was probably a thing you charge, right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, so it's worth it. It's worth getting it in time for the holidays, because that's unfortunately coming up very fast.
Yeah, and Spyro, like, I think they'll probably do a Switch port because they did one for the Crash Bandicoot one. So it is also for the Xbox One. We don't have that, so we can't tell you about it ever.
Someday.
Unless someone wants to give me one. Otherwise, I don't care.
If you'd like to donate an Xbox to our cause, please drop it off promptly at the UMFM station.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
If it works, okay? And that's it.
We have no purpose for...
Well, I'm just
paperweights.
Like, yeah.
Big shiny paperweights.
I was just like, if it doesn't work, there's no games on the Xbox that I need to play because they're Xbox exclusive.
Cuphead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But wait, it's coming to the Mac now, so it's only a matter of time. It would be a great Switch game.
All right, then we'll wait for the Switch.
I'm just saying it would be a great Switch game. I'm not sure if that'll happen. Because I know the studio, like MHDR or something, they're starting a new game, I believe. So,
awesome.
Or maybe, I would assume it's not Cuphead 2, because I feel we'll have a couple of years and then do it, because I don't know if you can improve on that yet.
Not quite.
I don't know how, like, to be honest.
Well, they already did some DLC stuff for Cuphead, so I think we can...
I just want to switch port. But I don't know if I want to play it. I'll just be like, yay, people can now play it. Congrats. Yeah.
All right, so over the weekend, you went and set up the PlayStation 2 for me.
Oh, yeah.
You did, and it's been a while since that little thing's been running, and it still works. And you got me to try a classic game of 2004.
So classic.
Well... It kind of is now. It's been 14 years.
Sure, but there's more classics. Yeah.
Okay, well, this game could be more classic, and now...
It will be. Like, it's arguably the best one in my onion.
Well, after you made me play this game, which I will say now, was Metal Gear Solid 3.
Snake Eater.
Subsistence.
No.
Well...
Technically, yes, but Subsistence is just because I think it has all the DLC, plus... The fantastic Snake versus Monkey, which was an Ape Escape edition. And I love Ape Escape, so this was a real big deal for me.
So you've got me to start playing this game, and I am two boss battles in. I know I've got at least four or five left. I'm going to keep playing this now because you've started something that...
Yeah, you got a couple. Like, the end really goes all in with it's just like, here's another one, and here's another one, and that's your run from this. But it's good.
So we're going to talk some facts about Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater.
Snake Eater, da-na-da-da. It's the best one, in my opinion.
And I have only played Metal Gear Solid 5, which I did enjoy immensely, despite having no clue about any of the backstory.
Which is too bad, because I feel like now, like, think about a character like Ocelot after seeing him as a little baby boy. Is that not really hilarious?
It's, oh my gosh, it's like looking back at someone's terrible grade 2 pictures.
Yeah, and you're like, you were like that? Wore that?
This is what you were like as a kid?
Is that a beret? And like,
did you just make a cat sound?
Yeah. oh no, it is. It's like junior high.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I heard the cat sound, I gave you a look pretty distinctly of like, what are you making me play?
See, it's too funny because I feel that that's one of the moments when people are like, what? Because it's literally supposed to be a very serious anti-war game. Like, if you don't think Metal Gear games are anti-war, then I don't know what you've been playing.
Yeah, they are pretty anti-war.
Like, you're trying to destroy the things that blow up the other things because it could be war. You want it. You're basically every time stopping war from happening. Or war is happening and then you are stopping it. That's one of the two things Snake does. And
that is some... David Hayter did a pretty good job.
It's great.
Personally, now I find it kind of corny to listen to.
Oh, it's so cheesy.
There's some ham in there, too.
Yeah, and I do believe, like, it's partially the writing, because 100% some of the writing is convoluted and kind of ridiculous, and half of it you don't need to listen to, because basically they're just like, that guy did the bad thing, and he's bad. Like, that's what it boils down to.
That was maybe one of my minor annoyances, where I could take my headphones out, watch you play Spyro for about 15 minutes,
and
put my headphones back in, and miss nothing.
I know.
Nothing at all.
I do feel like it's so funny, because I know that Metal Gear Solid 4 has, like, I don't want to say 70 hours of cutscenes, but, like, a lot. Like, it could be a movie. Based.
Some people have actually cut these scenes
for
into
sure.
movies.
Yeah, because, you know, it's just like, I could play the game, but I might not ever pay attention to any of the other bits in the middle of the game that may or may not be important. Once again, I love Metal Gear despite some gross things that, well, not despite, even though there are some gross women things and LGBT stuff. Which isn't great, but, like, yeah. It's not, it's just a thing that is in there, and unfortunately, that's what it is. On the other side, I do feel Metal Gear is pretty okay in some terms with its representation sometimes, because I feel that Snake is ultimately very much bisexual. Like, ultimately, like, you could argue that... But you could argue that it's a different snake, right? But arguably, I'm going to say that all of them pretty much do have predilection towards women and men in the games. And that's just how it
that's
is.
That's just how it is.
I have played every Metal Gear. I've watched many Metal Gears. Man, you can't tell me the kiss in Metal Gear 4 between Ocelot and Snake is not gay. Because it's pretty gay.
Yeah, so it's quite the experience, definitely, for sure, so far. Did you know that it was supposed to be a PlayStation 3 game?
That makes sense, because it's later, right? It was later at the end of the PlayStation 2 era.
But the PlayStation 3 was taking too long to come out for Kojima to wait any longer to give this to the world.
That's okay.
So he decided that he'd work with what he had on the PlayStation 2, and it gave us Snake Eater, which
is really good.
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
It is fairly, you could say it's fairly similar in some kind of, in the gameplay comparing it to Metal Gear Solid 2, but the ultimate difference, like, obviously the scenario or the setting is way different. Even they added the health and the curing and food meters, like stamina. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of little things that they've added to this one I don't know. I even like the story better. Not to hate on Raiden, because I like him as well, but...
Well, a lot of people apparently really did not like Raiden.
No, they didn't. Poor Raiden. That's why he got... They made him, like, extremely cool, kind of.
Well, he's
in Metal
a cyber
Gear
ninja,
Solid.
Isn't it?
Yes. He becomes the new cyber ninja. And I personally really like him as a character. He's a nice, tragic backstory and has been manipulated a bunch all his life. And he's just like, I just want to have a nice girlfriend. That's all he wants.
So, apparently, part of this game of Metal Gear Solid 3 was made as an apology for the, to the people who did not like Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
Bah. It's just, here's the reason why. Because there wasn't a lot of Snake, and then they teased just this part with Snake in it. And then, once Snake's gone... In Metal Gear Solid 2, it's all Raiden, and people were like, wait, what?
Yeah, and all I remember from Sons of Liberty was the whole jumping around, doing acrobatics with your hands
in
front of
you. Oh, it's so funny. It's so, like...
We should also add that this is not a kid-friendly game.
No, it's about war and stuff.
But also just, it has adult themes, everybody.
Yeah, war. So.
And
well, I was like, it's a James. This is Kojima's James Bond game. Yeah. I call it. While it is, it's highly like the theme song Snake Eater, which is amazing, is specifically like a Bond ballad anthem thing. It's the greatest song ever. You haven't even got to the part where they play the song during the game, which is amazing. but like it, and then even the opening, right? You have a little title opening where it has a bunch of trippy imagery are sort of very Bond like,
but also so 60s 70s propaganda film like too.
Yes.
It's pretty interesting. It's cinematic. I will say it's very opening cinematic.
It is hilarious.
Now, the thing with the music, do you know who made the music?
I don't remember. Is it Will? It's
Harry Gregson Williams.
Yeah, I was like, is he not American?
He is American, yes. But there's also Norihiko Hibino.
Yeah.
They collaborate a lot on this. Now, Harry Gregson Williams does a lot of movie stuff.
Yeah, I was like, did he not do a Star Wars? Like one of the Star Warses?
I don't know if it was Star Wars, but he did do Narnia.
Oh.
He did Man on Fire, which we all know Kojima really, really loves.
Hilarious.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
These are not great. Like,
and we can look forward to Mulan 2020.
Oh.
He did some Terminator.
He's done better stuff.
He's done a lot, but those are the ones that stood out the most to me as ones that I have personally seen.
That's too bad, Megan.
Look, I play video games. I don't do a lot of cinematics.
Okay.
That's why I'm not on a movie talking show.
I guess so. They are, like, especially Metal Gear ones, though, go hand in hand. Like, Kojima is extremely influenced by cinema. Like, one of the characters who you talk
with. Paramedic.
Who I love, which, and she, unfortunately, is not a good person, but I love her, and it made me very sad. But she will tell, one of the first things she'll tell you about is Godzilla.
Yeah.
So, and this takes place in the 60s, so she's clearly, like, been to Japan and seen it, or only heard about it. Like,
but it's heavily implied that she's gone to Japan specifically just to see Godzilla.
Yeah, she's a film buff, and it's pretty cute. She's the one who, I know it's cute, because she does terrible things later in the game series, but
it's kind of kickstarts everybody, all the other snakes.
Yeah, which is really too bad. Well, especially since Snake said no. But she's cool in this game.
She's good for this game and this game only.
She tells you about what things you can eat. Thanks.
Which you can eat a lot of things. I'm going to point this out. But before we do that, the other music creator, you may also know his work too.
Okay.
Norihiko Hibino has done Etrian Odyssey, which I have. And both Bayonetta's. No More Heroes. He's done the Metal Gear series since just before Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
And Persona 4, Dancing All Night.
Oh, wow.
I know. He plays saxophone.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Pretty, yeah.
Like, so. Yeah, personally, I think the Metal Gear music is pretty good. A lot of it, the time, they do just throw in a song.
Yeah.
Like, there are more songs in this game other than Snake Eater. Just Snake Eater is the only one that matters.
But he's the one who wrote Snake Eater, I'm going to add. It wasn't the movie guy. It was the video game guy.
Hey, man, it's a great song.
And the only reason why they got the movie guy, Griggs and Williams, was because they had a jungle scenario, apparently.
That's really funny.
He didn't want to do any more futuristic
stuff.
He wanted to do what he's doing, and he made the agreement that if you make it a jungle setting, I will make you something that sounds like Predator or Terminator or any of those films.
And Kojima's probably, love that. Yes.
Please, I will make everything jungles. I will make a Russian jungle.
Well, it's really funny because they, like, not after this game, but a couple games later, they did make Peace Walker, which does also take place in a jungle, which was a little much different. It's fine. It's okay. It had the boss kind of in it, so that's why I was there.
Now, the jungles were a problem because most of the previous Metal Gears all took place in buildings.
Yes.
Or all around buildings. So the idea of a jungle was actually kind of taxing and very new, especially with the motion capture. They had to somehow capture people going up textures, logs,
like
mounds, and rocks.
Yeah.
And so they had a lot of problem dealing with that when they were in the midst of making this, but make it they did.
Yeah. I like this. Maybe it's my favorite one because of this, like, the setting also adds to it. Like, you get to collect a whole bunch of animals. You get to maybe eat those animals, which is kind of hilarious. And Snake says, like, tasty. And that's
never
hilarious.
Again.
Yeah, or he eats something that he doesn't like. And that's funny, too. Like, and then, you'll have a little note in if he's tasted it or not. And that's funny. Like, I love this flavor text.
flavor text.
Oh, I didn't mean to make a pun, but.
Yeah, you did anyway.
I did.
Most of this game, well, in the initial stages of planning, it was supposed to have far more space travel because right around the time period, people were getting ready for space flight. But it kind of got forgotten. But if we had
to say good.
He wanted to have a lot more Bowie songs.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
But because things ended up being more jungle-ish than space-ish.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Back a bit.
There 100% could have been a space game with Metal Gear Solid characters, but I'm going to say it would have been, I think, to my knowledge, that the boss has been in space. The boss is the lady who trained Snake/Big Boss, and that's why he takes her name.
Like, yeah.
Because she influenced him so hard. Slash does other stuff. But I won't spoil it. But she's the best character in the Metal Gear Solid series.
She's such a cool character already, and I'm only playing the first 5 hours of a very long-running series of games that goes for many, many days.
It's so long.
So another weird thing about this game was actually released in the States first.
That is weird.
And then it got released in Japan a month after.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It was just a thing that they did when they did this thing. And if you've got a perspective on that.
Yeah. I don't really, like, that's weird. I want to say maybe because the people who were maddest were Americans over Metal Gear Solid 2. Because I know that women in particular really enjoyed Raiden. And
he's a pretty
dude. He is a pretty boy. But, you know, like, it's just, I would say Snake is also pretty, so, like.
They're different kinds, but, if you had released this game to a teenage Megan and she got hooked, it would have been all about that Raiden.
Raiden's cool. I still like him.
And I do like how you can disguise yourself to look very much like him in this game.
Yeah, spoiler alert / not really. That's actually, there's a character that's supposed to look like Raiden in this game. That is, it's not actually Raiden, it's actually a character, and that is the reason why it's there. But it's actually Raiden because they wanted to do it because it was sort of like, haha, we're sorry, here's this. Or maybe to rub it in and be like, if people were like, I miss Raiden.
You can still have your Raiden fix. You can
still be pretty.
It's, yeah. So
long, blowing, blonde hair in the wind.
Well, yeah. He's... Anyway, so this game I am highly enjoying.
Yeah.
I am going to keep playing it. And I'm going to hunt down now the other games because I want to see what they've done with this series that I have missed out on. I feel like I've been denied something wonderful.
Yeah, right. Like, I see, like, people who don't know about Metal, like, they know about Metal Gear or of it. Like, there's a guy and he likes boxes or something and he has, like, a headband. He might be a ninja sometimes. But I think it's, like, ultimately, it is a pretty interesting story about war. Ultimately, the characters are the ones that you're sort of like, I'm more interested in this than everything else. But they are very much, like, they are stereotypes at some points because some people just don't know how to write characters because they're like, I think this is what they love. And you're like, okay.
I pretty much think that this whole Metal Gear series is just Hideo Kojima having many interests in movies and music and pop culture and everything he likes and vampires and anime and just saying, like, if I make a stew of this, will people consume it?
Yeah.
And they have.
Yeah. Metal Gear is a very, like, it's a super long running series. It's, we could say, I'm going to say it's dead now. Because Kojima has left Konami, and I do not see them getting back together anytime, even in the future. It, like, the only way that it might be able to happen is if Kojima could buy the rights back from Konami, but I doubt that would ever be able to happen, just because they're probably going to try to make another... Like, Metal Gear Survive did not do well. I know that. But that doesn't mean they're not going to try to make another game, right? Like, or another pachinko machine.
They actually did make another pachinko machine.
Well, that's what they're into now. It's fine, I guess. But it's just, it's very sad because Metal Gear is something where you think that, you know, we got Metal Gear Solid 5 and you're like, there is still more story. Like, I thought we had, like, Metal Gear Solid 4, like, ultimately, spoiler alert, Snake dies. Like, finally. He's dead. But it's just sort of like we've gone back to other bosses, but that sort of leads open a lot of more stuff that the boss, one of the bosses, could have been doing. Not the boss, big boss is what I'm talking about.
I would love a the boss game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why the space game would work perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, it would be really cool to be the boss, especially since there's another character. Her name is Dr. Strangelove, who is also involved with that. And even Huey, who... Yeah, no. Well, like, he's never my favorite. He's the worst Metal Gear Solid character. That's true. That's not just my opinion. But, like, that's sort of around that time. Like, I don't know if it'll be a Metal Gear game because, you know, the... Every Metal Gear Solid game has to have, like, some kind of magical robot. That doesn't make sense. But...
Silver Clock Firm.
Yeah.
That's what we should call the Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
Silver Clock Firm.
I don't get it. Oh, because gears, clocks have gears?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just a lame... Yep. Anyway, as a final note, because we got to get going, I have Skyrim now. So expect a show on Skyrim.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll play 20 hours and then stop before killing a dragon because I don't care.
I'm going to get all the dragons.
You're going to kill them all?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I am. All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. You keep slacking.
Bye.